T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
See, I know the Curtis Blow version, but this is who?
This is Jermaine Dupri.
Jermaine Dupri, yeah. That's Curtis Blow in the back.
This is when he got a little Bow Wow on the mouth.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh, that movie Like Mike.
Yep. Yeah, right. There you go.
We met Lil Nas X yesterday.
Not a big fan.
Not a little dude, though.
Not a nice dude, either.
You know, when I saw the picture, I posted the picture on Instagram, me, you, Valero, and Lil Nas X. I put a Radio Mark Hockman. I was probably gone by now. But I put it up last night. But when I looked at it, he was nicer than I thought. He was smiling. We were the ones that were like stoic.
Wasn't. He put that on us because, remember, he didn't say a word to us. And then the guy said 1, 2, 3. And then he did the video, the face for the video.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then as soon as the guy
said.
But
we had already had the life sucked out of us by him
because
he, like, it was weird. Yeah.
No bye-bye. No appreciate it, y'all. He got right on his phone and started tweeting or Insta something. But yeah, man, I'm not a fan.
I mean, I didn't put my grill in. Why'd he have to take time out to put his grill in?
Thinks he's special.
Ira Winderman is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Covers the NBA and the Miami Heat for the Sun Sentinel. Ira Winderman is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Ira, I'm assuming, do you know who Lil Nas X is?
Hold, let me get my grill in first. Okay, now I'm good, yes.
Do you know who he is?
Yes. Well, I was in the office yesterday, so I knew that he was coming in. I knew you were trying to infect him so he can cancel the next 6 days on his tour.
I did. I tried to get him sick, I think. Unbeknownst to me, I had no idea that this head cold was going to get so bad. Hey, if we're just talking and we go, name the 5 best players in the NBA, I'm telling Crowder that Anthony Davis is not going to be in my top 5. Is he in yours?
Oh, yeah, I think with the kind of year he had, I always look at who can give me 50 points unexpectedly on a given night, and I have him up there, I'd say, with Durant, with Kawhi, with Giannis, and probably with Harden is probably the group I would have just off the top of my head right now. Obviously, we know Harden and Giannis are competing for MVP, so they'd have to be on any of our lists. I think Durant, because he can score over anyone, I think has to be on your list. Kawhi, just the two-way kind of player he is. And I probably would put I probably would put Anthony Davis over Steph Curry just because Anthony Davis and his length can, I mean, he's had some remarkable nights. So, yeah, I probably would have him top 5.
And Ira, the conversation started because we were talking about if a team does win the lottery tonight and get Zion Williamson, should they trade him for a proven piece? Zion might not be as good as KD, Giannis, you know, Kawhi. He might not be that. Would you trade a number one pick for a proven NBA star?
Well, I think for one of the rare times, I think Hawk had a real cogent point when he mentioned.
Really? Hold on. I got to listen to this. I don't remember what I said.
I may want to put this on a promo. in that he could become a free agent in a year. So, Channing, as much as you could definitely say that a team like New York, if they're going to get Durant and going to get Kyrie, look, they're all in for the moment. They don't want to wait on anyone. They don't want this guy to get used to the NBA three-point shot or NBA defense. So you can make an argument that if you have Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving, you might not only be the Eastern Conference favorite, you might be the overall number one favorite to win the championship. So if New York is looking to build 1 year and make one splash, yeah, I would do the trade. If New York is saying, you know what, KD and Kyrie are getting a little longer in the tooth, not necessarily older players, but have sort of been around now for a while. If I keep, you know, Williamson, I'm also building a bridge for the future. So I think it's a matter of what you want. If you're saying, we're all in for the moment, let the future dictate itself, I would make the trade. If you're taking a longer view for sustained success, I probably would back off of it.
All right, can you explain to everybody exactly how the NBA draft lottery works tonight? Like, who should get the number one pick, and how exactly will it fall? What are the Heat's chances?
I mean, there's no overall favorite. The NBA, what they did this year is they flattened the odds this year so that the bottom, the three worst records in the league all have, I think it's about a 14% chance, 14% chance of getting the number one pick. So the three teams with the worst record in the league were the New York Knicks, Cleveland Cavaliers, and Phoenix Suns. They all have 140 slips, lottery number slips, out of 1,001. What happens is there are ping pong balls 1 through 14. You will not see this on TV. This is done an hour before the game show on TV. And four balls come to the top of a hopper. Whoever holds that slip with those four numbers gets the number one pick. The process is repeated for the number two, the number three, and number four pick. After that, it goes by inverse order of record. So you have a chance. Every team in the lottery has a chance for the number one, the number two, the number three, or the number four picks. For the Heat, the numbers are not great. They have a 1% chance for number one, 1.1 for number two, 1.2 for number three, 1.4% chance for number four. So overall, about a 4.7% chance of getting a top four pick. Otherwise, they can't land numbers 5 through 12. They can either stay where they are at number 13, a 90.6% chance, or they can go one spot back for about a 4.6% chance if Sacramento beats the odds and moves up. So, again, the odds are the Heat have a 95% chance of not moving up in the lottery. They have a slight chance. It should be, if the odds hold, that the Knicks, Cavaliers, or Phoenix, one of them would get it. But here's the thing. When you draw four balls to the top, any of the slips that are given out to the various teams have as good of a chance. It's just a matter that those people hold more, just like you would increase, although please don't do it, folks, you would increase your chances to win the Florida lottery if you held 140 tickets instead of 10 tickets. That's basically how it plays out.
All right, so tonight, I mean, look, there's a small possibility, but I said this at the first segment of the show today. If the Miami Heat miraculously got the number one pick,
yes,
I say they are the team that would immediately be closest to winning a championship in their said sport. I think the only team locally I can make a case for would maybe be the Panthers. But that's the dearth of teams that we have down here right now, right?
Yeah, because the Panthers have basically had so many lottery picks that even if you agree or disagree with the Barkov or the Ekblad picks, they've sort of loaded up on them. So we keep saying this is their time, but it never seems to be their time. You know, maybe they'll get Panarin or Bobrovsky from Columbus. Otherwise, it's sort of the treadmill. Yeah, the Heat would move up there. All of a sudden, everyone would look a little bit better because there would be another really good player on the court. All of a sudden, you could say, well, now maybe we package a couple of our young guys, Winslow, Richardson, and Adebayo, and go for it now a little bit more and say, take two of our guys, give us one slightly better guy, and you upgrade the roster. And here's the great thing about it, that Zion Williamson would arrive on a rookie-scale contract. So for a team in salary cap and luxury tax hell, all of a sudden you got this very nice, usable contract that is making everything a lot more affordable for you. I think if the Heat get one of the top three picks, there's three studs that it sort of looks like in this draft. There's Zion Williamson, there's Ja Morant, terrific shooting guard, and there's R.J. Barrett. Those are the top three. After that, you're sort of looking at a next tier of players. So even one of the top three won't be as sexy, but it could really make a difference when it comes to having a chance to get back in the playoffs and make a playoff splash.
And Ira, it's a different game right now. You're talking about these guards with Ja Morant and R.J. Barrett. Like, is there any chance that they go over Zion?
You know what? Zion can do that all. I think the change in game, Channing, is that you have to have perimeter skills. You have to have skills at least close to the three-point line. So don't let that big body fool you. He has that also. All the big men have added that. So no, I can't fathom a team trading away or bypassing Zion Williamson. And Pat Riley has always gone sort of with the chalk. I remember after they lost out on Derrick Rose and they went with the number two pick, he was talking for a while, oh, I like Kevin Love, I like Russell Westbrook, I like Brooke Lopez. End of the day, he took the chalk at number two, for better or worse, who was Michael Beasley. The last time the Heat were in the lottery and had a good shot to do something was number 10 in 2015. they didn't even work out Justice Winslow. But when he fell to them, they went for him. Same thing in 2002 with Caron Butler. They've pretty much been the chalk team that when you start seeing the mock drafts and you see where the Heat draft, if any of those quality guys from earlier slip down to them, there's a chance that there are decisions made for them. Cam Reddish, to me, is sort of the slipping guy this year. If he slips to the Heat, I think they take him.
What do you think of Crowder's idea where instead of ping pong balls, lottery fashion, you have carnival games that would determine which team picks where? It'd be like, you know, Zoe faces off against Jamie Gertz and throw the ping pong ball in the goldfish bowl.
Well, I think, again, what would happen there, and I can't believe I'm answering this seriously.
I do appreciate the serious tone of your answer, though.
Yeah, so it's like maybe I should back off here a little bit, but I think you would have to start looking at your general manager and asking yourself this question: how good is he at skee ball? Does he know how to bounce the ball off the side and get it into the middle? So it really would change the equation.
Right, because we were kind of spitballing on this. Like, if you're doing a tug of war, well, then you stick with Alonzo Mourning. If you're doing the ping pong ball in the goldfish bowl, you might go to karate, smaller hands.
Smaller hands, a little bit more delicate. Again, I think the skee ball would be the tiebreaker. So, again, who's going to be able to roll it off the side and sort of spin it into the middle? I think all of a sudden you'd have tryouts for your front office going in a completely different direction. I could not agree more with you guys.
Could you write one of those in your Ask Ira? Just write Mark Boca Raton and, you know, is the NBA considering switching the NBA draft lottery to a series of carnival games?
Yes, as soon as Don Bailey Jr. does it in the opener against the Gators, I will follow up. You have my word on that.
Fair enough.
Let me get away from y'all's narrative and get to the finals. How do you see these conference finals going, Ira?
You know, it's really interesting, Channing. It's a letdown for me. I was compelled by those two East series, especially Toronto-Philly. Of course, we all were compelled by Houston-Golden State. Honestly, I don't care if I miss some of Portland-Golden State. It just seems like a letdown, sort of a foregone conclusion to me. And as much as Toronto-Milwaukee, I think, will be a really good series, it just doesn't have the stakes to me that the other series did, and impending free agents and everything like that. I think Milwaukee has the greater depth of talent against Toronto, but so did Philadelphia. So maybe Kawhi steps up one more time. Obviously, Milwaukee's a considerable favorite. I can see why. And I just, even without Kevin Durant, I don't think they need Kevin Durant. First of all, you ask yourself this question: Western Conference Finals. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson versus CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard. Which backcourt is better, guys?
I would go Steph Curry and...
I think most people would.
Yeah. I love Dame Lillard, though.
So here's, and I love the two guys in Portland, here's the thing. Who's the next best player in the series? Well, it's clearly, I'm not counting Kevin Durant, it's Draymond Green. Who's the next best player in the series? You can make an argument for Andre Iguodala that even without Kevin Durant, Golden State would seem to have more than enough to take care of a sort of glad-to-be-there kind of team in Portland. To me, the real letdown of these playoffs was that Houston-Golden State was a conference semifinal and didn't get there. So I'm going Milwaukee-Golden State. And then, you know what? I want to see what Kevin Durant comes back like. That's what he'll need. He'll need the Portland series to regain his legs if he can. If he's healthy, I'd still feel comfortable with Golden State again.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if Golden State goes out to a 2-0 lead on Portland and Kevin Durant comes back and then they get housed the next two games and they can have the discussion whether the Warriors are better without KD?
And the way the Warriors play, it wouldn't surprise me because that's what they do. They do just enough to win, and then they sort of get full of themselves. We saw it in the first round against the Clippers. To a degree, we saw it in the second round against the Rockets. That's what the Warriors are. The Warriors realize this is hard. How little do we have to do to get through this? Because after these four consecutive runs, we are exhausted. So hockey would not surprise me if that plays out that way, that they take care of business at Oracle, their final season at home in Oakland, and then they go to Portland sort of full of themselves and say, okay, let's take our foot off the gas. KD's coming back. He'll carry us, lollygag a little, get themselves in trouble in at least one of the games there. Yeah, that would not surprise me.
Do you play carnival games if you're at a carnival?
Well, when you have a son, you have a kid, you play all the games. You keep trying to smash that damn frog into the pot until the thing ain't flying anymore. So yeah, I played them all. And the toughest thing you do when you have a kid is to try to explain to them how they're rigged. And all your kid is saying, I need another dollar. I need another dollar. And you realize the gambling addiction, that's where it starts right there. That until the basketball that's too big goes through the rim that's too small, the kids just don't get the whole thing.
Do you play that, though? Because that's the why. I mean, you cover basketball for a living. Do you play the hoops at the carnival? carnival knowing that. I mean, you have to hit it right on target for that thing to go in.
That, and the ball has a big weight, so it's uneven, and it wobbles as it goes up there. You take a shot or two, but you don't sort of overdo yourself. I know my brother once went with us, and he was so trying to impress my son. My brother's the banker. He's not the basketball writer. He's going to do it. I swear to God, his car was like repoed the next day trying to get the ball through there.
Do you have a wet shot?
Excuse me?
I say, do you have a wet shot?
Oh, boy.
What does that mean?
Yeah, like,
can you shoot well?
Yeah, can you drain them from all over the court?
My heart dropped.
Excuse me for your kid lingo there. I'm one of these older guys who can stand in the corner and make three-pointers forever, but apparently the game when you play now involves running and jumping and other factors. That's sort of where I get lost.
So you do have a wet shot.
Oh, I've been draining threes going back to the Brooklyn Queens YMCA Boys Club Leagues.
Did you? Would you have guessed that, Crowder?
Oh, he looks like J.J. Redick a little bit.
He looks like J.J. Walker.
True story. I once had to guard this guy, and I hope he's not listening, but named Ed Chestnut, who looked like what he sounded. Now remember, this is fifth grade. We're all like 5'2" or whatever. I swear this guy was like 7'9". So they figured, you know what? Just front him. We're not going to stop him anyway. And I remember draining 3 3-pointers over Ed Chestnut and feeling like I had the greatest game of my career. And I was only outscored 32-9.
Ed Chestnut, take a step back. I don't know what just happened.
Get him, Ira.
There you go. Thank you, Ira.
Wet shot. Thank you, guys.
Boy, you almost. I got so scared.
You weren't curious if you had a wet shot?
I just didn't expect it, and then I thought you said
did
something
you honestly,
else.
Did you think that Ira could drain threes?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like one of those guys, right?
Because he loves basketball.
Yeah, so gym rat and just firing up three after three after three.
I love basketball. Am I going to drive?
Right.
Am I going to dunk?
Where do you think Ira lives? In the paint or in the perimeter?
Way outside.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.